Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine and Health Sciences. They started a multi-state natural therapy research study for post-acute COVID-19 syndrome, also known as long-haul COVID or long COVID. States in the study include Arizona, California, Connecticut, Maryland, North Carolina, New York, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Virginia. If you want to be a part of the study, visit longhaulstudy.com, and you can check out what it takes to be eligible for this. This is a whole new syndrome that's been observed in people who have had COVID-19, still have symptoms for two or more months. We've talked about it here on the show a few times, too. Most common symptoms, fatigue, brain fog, shortness of breath, headaches, problem sleeping, dozens of other symptoms that have been found in people with this syndrome, joint pains, loss of smell, anxiety, heart palpitations, among many others. Currently, no one knows the cause of the syndrome, so obviously no known cures for it. This is a 12-week research study. Subject will be interviewed by licensed physicians. This is video conferencing online at home to determine the best individualized natural treatment for each person. Half of the participants in the study will be randomly assigned to receive the actual medicines, other half placebos, sugar pills. Neither participants nor the treating physicians will know which one each person receives until the study is over. It's really important to discover as much as possible about long-haul COVID, and quickly, too. We know what it can subject adults whose bodies and minds are fully developed to, but what about now the millions of kids who have gotten COVID? How much more susceptible are they to a long-haul COVID? And will the impact hit harder on those who are younger, whose bodies and brains are still developing? Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Kids don't get COVID, right? At least that's what too many on Facebook and people watch Fox News primetime shows have wanted you to believe, and sadly many do.